Hello, my name is Mark Taylor, and welcome to the Education on Fire podcast. The place for creative and inspiring learning from around the world. Listen to teachers, parents and mentors share how they are supporting children to live their best, authentic life and are proving to be a guiding light to us all.
Hello, welcome back to Education on Fire. I hope you're doing well. We've just got to the Easter break here in the UK. So I've decided to take a couple of weeks off, help me recharge my batteries. Kids are back from university and just want to spend a bit of time and just sort of have a little bit of downtime before we go forward into the summer and the autumn. We already have about 20 guests already lined up. Plus, we've got three new episodes to finish off our Gare Grouse Gets Gritty season, as well as the live show that we're going to do with Gare and selected guests. So that's a very exciting thing, and more about that when we come back after the break. Now, while I'm here, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of all the amazing things that the National Association for Primary Education have got coming up. As you know, they are a sponsor of the Education on Fire podcast, but also I am vice chair of this amazing charity. And so I know from the inside the amazing work that they've put together in order to make these things available for you. So the first thing I want to make sure you're aware of, there's a conference coming up in association with the University of Bedfordshire based on reading. And this is going to be on Friday, the 8th of May. It's in association with the university. So there are going to be elements here for the students specifically. But if you're a teacher or you're actually working in that area, you can come along and be part of that as well. Find out more by going to educationonfire.com/reading, and that will take you to the booking page and also give you information of the speakers there. There's workshops available. It's going to be an amazing day, and I'll be there, so you can come and say hello and we can chat a little bit about everything that we're doing here. Now, the other thing they've got coming up is their free event, which is the annual Christian Schiller Lecture. And this is going to be given this year by Claire Maloney Banks. And this is going to be based on her book that she's done with Mick Walters. And the whole theme of this is basically maintaining curiosity within the curriculum. This is on Wednesday, the 16th of June. It's a twilight one at 4:30. So if you're in the sort of southeast London area, that's going to be where that is, in one of the schools in that area. Full details and links I'm going to have in the show notes of this episode. So go through, click on that, and it will give you more information from there. So you may be aware, as well as these sort of in-person events that are going on, we also have some digital and some print material for you. And so I want to point you in the direction of the Primary First Journal, which Nate puts out three times a year, which goes to everyone who's a member. But you can also buy these in a digital format if you go to educationonfire.com/Nape. It will take you and it will show, I think it's the last three Primary First Journals that are available. And also we've just put on there a new book based on the work and life of John Coe. And now he was one of the original founding members of NAEP. And what's happened is the National Council have come together and a few people have put their thoughts, their insights, their understanding of his work and why it's so relevant even more now than maybe it was when it first started back in the 1980s, or certainly as much so. It's a fantastic read. I really urge you to go and have a look at that. And that is on the same website, educationonfire.com/NAEP. We'll take you to there and give you much more information. Now, in terms of Education on Fire, of course, all the podcasts are here, which you know already, but you can also visit the YouTube channel, Education on Fire YouTube channel, and there you've got some of the podcasts there with a video form, but also our live shows as well. And we do those on a Wednesday at 5 p.m. and those are the chances for you to come and chat about things that are going on, be part of some of the guests that are involved in those shows, and a chance to sort of react and be part of the conversation in real time. So do go to the YouTube channel and take a look at those. You can get there by educationonfire.com/YouTube, do that. And of course, on the educationonfire.com website, you can sign up, and where we've got some free resources. I think there's a 10 resource PDF you can download, which is based on some of the guests we've had on the show in previous weeks and months. And there, that just also puts you on the newsletter, which is the most important thing, tell you everything that we're doing, what we're planning, and what's coming up related to Education on Fire. So you get all that information first. So that just leaves me to wish you a very happy holiday season, depending on where you are in the world. I really appreciate all the support and the comments and people getting in touch with everything. I'm going to say just a 2-week break just to get my batteries recharged before we start again for the summer term. I've got lots of things planned musically in my life as well, and can't wait to come back and share even more amazing conversations. Thanks so much indeed. I'll be back with you very, very soon.
Thanks for listening to the Education on Fire podcast. For more information of each episode and to get in touch, go to educationonfire.com. education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire.